Has prayer ever felt awkward for you? Well, Kristen King found that different notions about prayer left her feeling confused and uncertain. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Kristen tells us what she's learned.
One of the things that God has taught me, being a mom, actually, you know, when I want to talk to my son, I don't go up to him and I say, oh, thou son, you know, let's talk about this. No, I go up and I say, hey, buddy, how's it going? And that is how God wants our prayer relationship to be with him. He wants us to be able to come to him as Abba Father and say, God, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm feeling. He already knows, so we might as well be real with him on what we're facing, what we're feeling.
As Kristen learns to listen, the Holy Spirit provides the direction that she needs.
You know, in the mornings when I first wake up, I will say, you know, God, I give this day over to you. Lord, let me be an instrument. Who can I help today? What can I do for your kingdom today? And then I take the time and I actually listen. That was something that was missing before. You know, I would just say, hey, I need this. I want this. Well, no, it's a two-way conversation. So then God coming back, just allowing him to speak to my spirit. And so many times it's not, you know, it's not, I can't ever say that I've had an audible voice say, do this. But so many times he will lead me to a scripture that'll happen right then, that day, that I need to hear, that will provide me the direction that I need, or through a friend, or through a devotional, or through just a still, small voice.
That is a great reminder. Prayer is not about technique, it's about relationship. Each time you pray, it's an opportunity to build your conversational skills with God. You want to learn more about that? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.